Antonio Davis Fairman isn't a delegate to the Republican National Convention, but he's a regular fixture at receptions and meetings of the Illinois delegation. That's because he's running for the 7th District Congressional seat that's currently held by Democrat Danny Davis. Fairman even had the opportunity to make a brief speech to the entire National Convention. Fairman used that speech to play up his underdog status.
Isn't America great? Where you can dream and succeed against the odds regardless of race, sex, age, or income. Let us continue the American dream for ourselves and our children.
In many ways, Republicans have been the underdog in Illinois over the past few years. They've seen control of the governor's mansion, nearly all of the constitutional officers, and both chambers of the General Assembly all disappear. But the man running at the top of the Illinois ticket says the state party is in position to change that trend. U.S. Senate candidate Alan Keyes is predicting victory and shrugs off suggestions by pundits that he is too conservative to win in Illinois.
The Republican Party in Illinois has already had a sitting senator, Senator Fitzgerald, who is pretty identical to me on all of the issues of concern to the people of Illinois. He got elected, I will get elected, because that represents the heart of the people of this state.
Keyes says a good Republican candidate can win in Illinois. While individual candidates are using the RNC to raise their own profiles, legislative leaders are also trying to build support for the party across the state. Former Governor Jim Thompson held a fundraiser last night for Senate Minority Leader Frank Watson of Greenville. That money will go to candidates in 5 targeted Senate races in Illinois. Watson says while the goal is to narrow the Democrats' 33-26 lead in the state Senate, anything is possible.
If lightning would really strike and things go well in Illinois for Bush, I think that's a key. We could possibly take control. And people say, I don't see how that happens. I truly believe that because we've got some really credible people running.
It's a different story in the Illinois House. Minority Leader Tom Cross of Oswego is at the convention and is often seen working the room, like at this reception sponsored by the drug company Pfizer. But Cross says he doesn't expect to regain control of the House anytime soon.
You know, this map was drawn so much in favor of the Democrats and Democrat House seats. It will be tough to do it, but you want to win a few seats, you want to build some momentum, but if we can pick up a couple seats, show that we can win, and then hope for another good year in 06, then we've got some possibilities. This is a rebuilding process, so we just it's going to take time.
Cross says his immediate goals are to win a few seats in the House while developing the next generation of leaders in the state party, and to energize Illinois Republicans to turn out the vote for George W. Bush. Some candidates for lower offices say those two goals are not mutually exclusive. Doug Hayes is the police chief in Morris and is running for state representative. He hopes to ride the president's coattails into office.
I'm sure that, you know, the folks that come out to vote for George Bush, you know, help us. You know, I believe the more voters we get out, the better we're going to do. So, you know, being a presidential race definitely helps.
While Republican candidates are easy to find at the convention, a number of them remained back in Illinois to work for their elections, or in some cases, re-election. Northwestern suburban Republican Congressman Phil Crane is campaigning in his district this week as he faces a tougher-than-expected challenge. Reporting from the Republican National Convention, I'm Jonathan Aull.